祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
我们感谢你，因为你是我们的救赎主。
Lord, we thank you, you are our Savior.
你常常把我们从各样的环境里面救赎出来。
You always save us from all kinds of situations.
不但过去拯救我们，你今天拯救我们，你将来还要拯救我们。
Not only you save us before, you save us today, you save us in the future.
早上的时间，我们再来仰望你。
Lord, this morning we still look up to you.
因为在你的话里面，我们常常可以见你的面。
Through your word, we will see your face once again.
早上的时间，我们仰望你。
So this time we commit into your hands.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name we pray.
我们今天要看约书亚记二十章二十一章。
We'll look at Joshua chapter 20 and 21.
我们先念二十一章第一节到第三节。
Let's read chapter 21 verse 1 to 3.Chapter 21, verse 1 to 3.
好，那是利未人的众族长来到祭司以利亚撒和嫩的儿子约书亚，并以色列人各支派的族长面前，在迦南地的示罗，对他们说：从前耶和华借着摩西吩咐给我们诚意居住，并诚意的郊野，可以牧养我们的牲畜。于是以色列人照耶和华所吩咐的，从自己的地业中将以下所记的诚意和诚意的郊野给了利未人。好，我们再念43、44、45节。
Verse 43 through 45。
这样耶和华就从前向他们列祖起誓所应许的全地赐给以色列人，他们就得了为业，住在其中。耶和华照着向他们列祖起誓所应许的一切话，使他们四境平安。他们一切仇敌中没有一人在他们面前站立得住。耶和华把一切仇敌都交在他们手中。耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话，一句也没有落空，都应验了。好，我们再翻到二十章。
Chapter 20.
二十章我们因为很短，我们就把它全部念了。
Let's read the whole chapter of chapter 20.
耶和华晓谕约书亚说：你吩咐以色列人说，你们要照着我借摩西所晓谕你们的，为自己设立朝臣，是那无心和误杀人的，可以逃到那里。这些城可以做你们逃避报血仇人的地方。那杀人的就逃到这些城中的一座城，站在城门口，将他的事情说给城内的长老们听，他们就把他们收进城里，给他地方，使他们住在他们中间。追了他来，长老不可将他交在报血仇的手里，因为他是素无仇恨、无心杀了人的。他要住在那城里，站在会中听见审判，等到那时的大祭司死了，杀了人，他可以回到本城本家，那就是自所逃出来的那城。于是以色列人在拿弗他利的山地认定加利利的基底斯，在以法莲的山地分地四件，在犹大山地分地基利亚巴，亚巴就是希伯伦，又在约旦河外耶利河东，从流便支派中在旷野的平原设立比西，从加德支派中设立基利的拉莫，从马拿西支派中设立巴珍的各兰，都是为以色列人。是误杀的人都可以逃到那里，不在报血仇人的手中，等到站在会众面前听审判。好，这是讲到利未人怎么样在神面前得产业。
Chapter 21 speak concerning how the Levites gain their inheritance.
然后二十章讲到在利未人所得的产业中，神特别设立了一些城，叫做逃城。
And in the midst of the inheritance of the Levites, there are cities as cities of refuge.
弟兄姊妹，我们读到这里的时候，我们就会想到，当利未人实在不简单。
So to lead the Levites is not very easy.
因为看到十二个支派都分到产业。
So after seeing all the tribes has gained their inheritance,
他们到最后才轮到他们。
And they are the last one to gain the inheritance.
我不知道你愿不愿意做利未人。
Do you want to be a Levite?
在那里看大家得产业。
To see everybody gaining their inheritance.
在好的地方都被人分走了。
All the good inheritance are gained by the other tribes.
到最后的时候，若不是利未人在这里要的话，可能也没有他们的产业。
If not because the Levites asked from Joshua, they wouldn't get their inheritance.
很特别一件事情。
It's a very special thing.
这里讲到利未人出来要。
The Levites came out and asked.
他们不是按照自己的心意来要。
Not according to their own will, they go out and ask.
而是神已经应许给他们。
Rather, the Lord already had promised to them.
那这样，既然神已经应许给他们，为什么还需要他们来要呢？
Since the Lord already promised them, how come they should came out and ask?
这是一件很特别的事。
It's a very interesting thing.
神也应许迦勒有产业。
The Lord also promised Caleb to gain inheritance.
但是迦勒还需要来要。
But Caleb still need to ask.
神也应许已经答应给那个希罗菲哈的女儿产业。
And also the Lord also promised the daughters
of 希罗菲哈。
Okay, the daughters to gain the inheritance.
但是呢，等到他们要的时候，他们才得到。
Until they ask, then they gain the inheritance.
神也应许我们都得产业。
And the Lord also promised us to give us an inheritance.
神答应每一个人，他应许给我们产业。
The Lord promised everyone to gain an inheritance.
但是弟兄姊妹，你我是不是一个要的人？
But are we a person who asks?
我们需要来到神的面前有这个要的心。
We need to come before God with a heart to ask.
当我们向神要的时候，神就按照他的应许来赐给我们。
If we ask from God, then the Lord will give us everything according to his promise.
这是一个很重要的一件事。
This is a very important thing.
不是神应许的没有的问题。
It's not the problem concerning God's promise.
是我们要不要的一个问题。
It's a problem concerning whether we want it or not.
按照神的应许来要就是我们的。
According to the promise of God, we ask, then we get it.
这是头一件事我们需要认识的。
This is the first thing we need to know.
第二件事呢，就是我们看见以色列人也非常的好。
Secondly, we know that the Israelites are very good.
当利未人来要的时候，他们就非常慷慨的把那个诚意分给利未人。
When the Levites came out and asked, then they are so open and gave the cities to the Levites.
这些利未人所得的城不是新的城。
These cities gained by the Levites are not new cities.
乃是已经分给以色列人其他支派的那些城。
These are the cities given to the other tribes of the children of Israel.
他们从他们的产业里面把一些城拿出来给利未人。
Rather, they take out some of the cities from their inheritance and give that to the Levites.
所以这跟其他支派分产业不一样。
This the dividing of the inheritance is different.
好像我现在产业已经分给大家了。
It's like that the inheritance are given to everyone.
然后要从你们的产业里面拿出一部分来给利未人。
Then out of your inheritance, we give a portion to the Levites.
我们在21章的时候看见以色列人实在是做了一件美事。
In chapter 21 we see that the Israelites have done a good thing.
他们乃是把他们产业里面最好的拿给了利未人。
They gave the best portion of their inheritance and give that to the Levites.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是一件容易的事。
This is not a very easy matter.
这也是一个人蒙祝福的一个原因。
This is one of the main reason of being blessed.
我们在神的面前，如果要想做一个蒙福的人，
If we want to be a person who is blessed,
不但我们要得产业，
Not only we should gain the inheritance,
我们要知道怎么样把那个产业当中最好的再来拿回来交给神。
Rather, we should also know how to give the best portion of our inheritance back to God.
在这里我们读到城的时候，这些城都是最好的。
When we read about these cities are the best cities.
然后这些城又分成四个部分。
And these cities are divided into four portions.
我们都知道利未有三个儿子。
We know that Levi has three sons.
一个是歌辖。
One is Gosha.
一个是格顺。
One is Gerson.
还有一个是米拉利。
and one is Merari.
照理说呢，这样应该分成三个部分才对啊。
It should be divided into three portions.
那为什么分成四份呢？
But how come it is divided into four portions?
特别亚伦的子孙神给他们一份。
The sons of Aaron, the Lord gave him a portion.
亚伦实在是哥顺的后代。
The sons of Aaron are the descendants of Gershom.
但是因为亚伦的子孙，亚伦是做大祭司的。
But because Aaron is the high priest.
所以神应许亚伦要有子孙非常的多。
So and the Lord also promised that the descendants of Aaron will be many.
研究圣经的人告诉我们呢、啊，没有任何一个家啊，像亚伦的家子孙这么多的。
The sons of Aaron are the most numerous.
所以到了这个分产业的时代呢，他的产业多到一个程度呢，他一家的产业一家的人数呢，就快要跟人家一个支派那么多。
The sons of Aaron is as much as a tribe already.
所以这里把利未的产业分成四份，有一份呢是专给这亚伦的子孙。
And because of this, the inheritance of the Levites are divided into four portions, and one portion is given solely to the sons of Aaron.
头一方面，我觉得利未人。
其实他们要等到最后。One of the thing I meditate is that to gain the inheritance, of the Levites, they are the last one to gain.
另外一件事也是非常难的，就是他们的城不是都靠在一起的。
And one of the hard things is that their cities are not together.
他们的城乃是散布在以色列人的。中间
their cities are scattered among the Israel, the children of Israel.
换一句话说，他们就不能住在一起了。
In other words, they cannot live together.
他们一家人呢，可能要分在很多的地方。
Maybe a family should be divided into many places.
其他的支派呢，都是住在一起的。
All the other tribes, they live together.
他们整个支派，整个家都在同样一个地方。
The whole tribe, all the families dwell in one place.
但是利未人却不能这样。
But the Levites cannot do so.
他们不但是分散，他们分到12个支派的里面。
Not only they are scattered throughout the 12 tribes of Israel.
他们跟他们的亲戚不能够常常的来往。
They cannot have close communication with their relatives.
他们乃是在各个支派里面在那里帮助各个支派的人。
Rather, they are scattered throughout all the tribes to help the tribes.
这个是利未人在这个地上所做的牺牲。
This is
the
sacrifice the Levites are doing.
我们在地上也常常发现，常常很多人为了爱主的缘故，他们不能够跟他们所亲爱的人住在一起。
We also discover those who love the Lord, they cannot live together with their relatives.
甚至很多爱主的人，他们很盼望他们能够住在一起，但是为了主的缘故，他们也要分开。
And we also know that those who love the Lord, they want to be together, but for the sake of the Lord, they need to be scattered.
所以他们分散以后呢，就能够让更多的人得到帮助。
And because they are scattered, they can help a lot of people.
这是在让我们看见神所拣选的人，主让他们在地上是有一些牺牲。
Those who are chosen by God, they need to have a lot of sacrifice.
利未人就好像好像神设立的那个灯台。
The Levites are like the lampstand set up by the Lord.
所以他们不需要都到耶路撒冷去，他们每一个支派的产业里面都有一些利未人居住的城。
They don't need to always come to Jerusalem, rather in every tribe.There is a place, to dwell by the Levites.
所以他们可以在那里得到帮助。
They can gain help from the Levites.
在21章最后里面呢，那几句话非常的宝贵。
The last verses in chapter 21 are very precious.
这里讲到神所应许的都已经成就了。
He said, "But God, what the Lord has promised has been fulfilled."
43节说。他们不但得到那个产业，并且住在那个产业里面。
Not only they already gained the inheritance and they dwell in the inheritance.
44节讲到他们的四境都非常的平安。
And they said the Lord gave them rest round about.
第44节又讲到他们的仇敌没有一个人能够在他们面前站立得住。
And also said in verse 44 that not a man of all their enemies can stand before them.
这实在是神应许给以色列人的事。
This is what the Lord had promised to the children of Israel.
而神也照着他的应许成就了。
And according to his promise, he fulfilled it.
他们不但得到了产业，他们能够住在那个产业的里面。
Not only they gain their inheritance, they can dwell in their inheritance.
他们得到了神所赐给他们的安息。
And they have gained the rest which God had promised to them.
在迦南地，没有一个仇敌能够在他们面前站立得住。
The land of Canaan, not one of their enemies can stand before them.
最后一节讲的话非常的好。
Verse 45 is very good.
他说神赐福给以色列家的话一句也没有落空。
Said there failed nothing of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel.
这句话实在让我们的心里得到很大的安慰。
And this word really is a comfort to us.
虽然以色列人经过这么多的曲折。
Even though the children of Israel have passed through a lot of sufferings.
他们经过了旷野。
They passed through the wilderness.
他们经过了很多的软弱。
And they passed through a lot of weakness.
他们又过了约旦河。
And they also passed through the Jordan River.
他们在爱城也有失败。
And in AI, they also had a defeat.
但是神所应许他们的话一句都没有落空。
But what the Lord has promised to them, not a thing, did not come to pass.
虽然今天或许我们还没有在住在那个产业的里面。
Even though today we might not be dwelling in our inheritance.
但是我们里面要有这样的一个把握。
But we should have a kind of assurance.
神的话一句都不会落空。
That the word of God will not always come to pass.
然后我们就再翻到20章。
Now let's turn to chapter 20.
我们刚才说到以色列人把他们当中的城分别出来给了利未人。
We know that the children of Israel had set out some cities for the Levites.
然后呢，神又从利未人的这些城里面呢，再拣选一些城出来做逃城。
And in the midst of the cities given to the Levites, they separated cities as a cities of refuge.
在旧约里面，他们有这样的一个律例。
There is such an example in the Old Testament.
就是其他的百姓都要把他们产业中里面的出熟的都要给利未人。
They should give the first fruits to all the tribes. Should give the first fruits to the Levites.
而利未人呢，也要把他们所收到的拿出一部分来给谁呢？是给神的。
And the Levites should gather their portion and give it back to God.
所以这些逃城呢，实在是从利未人里面分别出来是归给神的。
And these cities of refuge are separated from the Levites to be given to God.
这些利未这些逃城是做什么的呢？
This city of refuge is for what purpose?
他得讲到说有一些人如果杀了人不是故意杀人的，那这些人可以在这个逃城里面得到平安。
If a slayer who killed unintentionally, they can go to this city of refuge.
因为按照摩西的律法，一个人如果杀了人的话，那个仇人呢可以杀他的。
According to the law of Moses, those who kill a person, the avenger can kill him also.
不需要经过什么审判。
There is no need to come through any judgment.
杀人的他的那个代价就是要被杀。
Those who kills, he can also be killed.
所以一个人如果杀了人的话，别人可以追他的。
If a slayer kills a person, the avenger of blood can also pursue after him.
在什么地方追到呢？在什么地方可以把他杀死？
To what place you pursue after him, then at that place you can kill him.
所以一个人杀了人以后就很可怜了。
So if a person after he kills a person is very pitiful.
就很多人可以来追他的。
A lot of person can go after him.
追到什么地方都可以杀他。
In what place they found him, they can kill him.
就有点像我们看那个美国的西部电影一样。
It's like what we see in the movies.
那所以在那个人如果不小心杀人的话，他就要成为一个不断逃亡的一个人。
So if a person who kills unintentionally, he should keep on running.
他从此就没有安息了。
And from that time on, there is no rest at all.
因为没有一个时间的，没有一个时间性的。
Because there is no time limit.
他此生终生都有被杀的危险。
Even in the future, he can be killed.
所以神在这里设立了一个解决的方法。
So the Lord set up a way.
他说如果你这个人杀人呢不是故意的。
If a person, if you kill and you kill unintentionally,
你就可以跑到这些城里面的一个。
And you can go into these cities of refuge.
然后在城门口的时候呢，那个长老就要问你。
In the gate of the city, then the elders would ask you.
如果你实在不是故意杀人的话，可以进到那个城里面去住。
If you really kill unintentionally, you can go into the city and dwell.
你的仇人追到那个追到逃城门口，他就不能进去了。
If the avenger of the blood came to the gate of that city of refuge, he cannot enter.
然后在城里面呢，会众就要来审判你。
And the council can judge you in the city of refuge.
如果你实在不是故意杀人的话，你就可以住在那个城里面。
If you kill unintentionally, you can dwell in this city.
但是你不能出来的。
But you cannot come out.
你一出来，仇人还是可以杀你的。
If you come out, then the avenger of blood can kill you.
所以你可以住在那里。
You can stay in this city.
只要你住在那里，你就有平安。
As long as you dwell in this city, then you have peace.
你出来，你就没有平安。
If you came out, then there is no peace at all.
虽然你的生命是得到安息了。
Even though your life has a peace.
但是你还是失掉你的产业。
But you also lost your inheritance already.
你的产业可能被人家夺走了。
Maybe your inheritance is already taken.
那怎么办呢？怎么样才能够得回你的产业呢？
How can you gain back your inheritance?
只有一个办法。
There is one way.
叫大祭司死的时候。
It's after the high priest died.
大祭司死了以后呢，这些人就可以逃生出来。
If the high priest died, then this person can come out from the city.
那个时候也没有人可以杀他了。
And no one can kill you afterwards.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思呢？
What do you mean by this?
这个属灵的含义是什么呢？
What is the spiritual meaning of this?
弟兄姊妹，我们都是一个这样的一个人。
We all of us are like this person.
我们圣经上说我们世人都犯了罪。
He said all men have sinned.
都活在神的震怒底下。
And we are under the wrath of God.
所以我们就像一个人犯了罪，终身在逃的一个人。
And we are those who sin and keep on running.
我们被什么所追赶呢？
And who are running after us?
我们被死所追赶。
We are run, death is always running after us.
我们每一个人，不管你怎么跑得多快，有一天呢，都要被赶上。
No matter how fast you run, we will be pursued after.
有一天死要追上我们。
One day death will run after us.
所以我们是活在一个被追赶的情况里面。
So we are living in a situation that is always running after us.
这个死呢是因为罪来的。
And this death is the result of sin.
因为我们犯了罪就被死追赶。
And because of sin, death is running after us.
在我们里面似乎没有一个解救的方法。
In us, there is no solution afterward.
就像那个人在逃一样。
It's like a person who keep on running.
你不管逃到哪里，有一天被人追到就是死。
No matter how, what place you run, then one day you will be killed.
因为这个缘故，人在地上失去了安息。
And because of this, man has lost his rest in this world today.
一个人在躲仇人的时候，怎么会有安息呢？
When a person is running after an avenger, how can he have rest?
一个人跑来跑去，怎么会有安息呢？
When a person keep on running, how can he have rest?
我们在地上的光景就是这样。
This is the situation of us today.
因为我们被死所追赶，所以我们得不到安息。
It is because death is always running after us that we can never have peace.
第三，这个人就失去了产业了。
And thirdly, this person already lost his inheritance.
我们也是这样，因为我们成为一个罪人，我们就失去了我们应得的产业。
And because we sin, we already lost our inheritance.
神创造我们的时候，给我们很好的产业。
When God created us, He had given us an inheritance.
但是因为我们犯罪的缘故，我们就失去了产业。
And because we sin, we lost our inheritance.
所以神要救我们。
So God wants to save us.
神要救我们，怎么救法呢？
How can He save us?
他就设立了逃城。
He already set up cities of refuge.
什么是这个逃城呢？
What is this cities of refuge?
这个逃城在属灵里面就是指的基督。
And this cities of refuge, in spiritually speaking, is Christ.
那个逃城都是在山顶上的。
And these cities of refuge are on the mountain.
大部分的逃城都是在山顶上的。
All the cities of refuge are on the mountain.
为什么要设在山顶上呢？
Why should it be on the mountain?
所以这些逃来逃去的人就很容易看到。
Because those who are the slayer can easily see these cities.
所以他们看到逃城，他们就可以往上跑。
Immediately when they see the cities of refuge, they can go there.
这个逃城散布在以色列人各支派的里面。
And these cities of refuge are scattered throughout all the tribes of the children of Israel.
所以无论你住在什么地方，一两天你就可以跑到一个逃城。
No matter where you are, in one or two days, you can run to these cities of refuge.
而且在你跑的路上呢，你可以远远的看见那个逃城在山上。
When you are running, you can immediately see these cities of refuge.
这就是在基督里面神也是这样。
In Christ, God is like that.
神，只要我们什么时候我们抬头仰望主的时候，那个逃城就在那里。
Whenever we raise up our head, we can see the cities of refuge immediately.
然后呢，我们不但到那个城门以后呢，那里还有长老，那里还有会众在那里。
Not only we can come to these cities of refuge, in these cities there are the elders.
什么是长老？什么是会众呢
？What is the elders? What are the council?
那就是地上的教会。
And this is the church.
教会在地上要成为一个逃城。
The church should be a city of refuge on this earth today.
当人在地上流浪被仇敌所追赶的时候
，When people are wandering and are pursued after by the enemy,
教会是不是能够成为他们的逃城呢
？Can the church be their cities of refuge?
他们来到教会的里面，是不是能够得到安息呢
？When they come to the church, will they really gain rest?
实在神设立教会就是这个目的。
When God set up the church, this is for this purpose.
在教会在地上呢，这代表神。
In the church on this earth, the church represents God.
所以教会设立在山子上面。
And this church is built upon the mountain.
让所有被罪所追赶的人都可以来到逃城的里面。
All those who have been pursued after by death can come to this city.
让他们可以在逃城里面得到安息。
And in this city of refuge, they can gain rest.
不把他们交给仇敌的手。
And they will not be delivered into the hand of the enemy.
什么时候他们的问题可以得到永远的解决呢
？How can their problems be solved?
住在逃城里面虽然是好
，Even though to live in the city of refuge is good，
但是还是不能常常出来。
But you cannot come out from this city。
但是这里面讲到一件事
，But there is one thing。
他说大祭司死的时候
，When the high priest died，
所有在逃城里面的人。就得到自由。
Those who are in these cities of refuge can gain liberty.
不但得到自由，得回他们的产业。
Not only they can gain liberty, they can gain back their inheritance.
大祭司指的谁呢？
What does the high priest represent?
这个属灵的大祭司乃是指的我们的主耶稣基督所。
The in spiritually the high priest represents Christ.
等到大祭司为我们死的时候。
When the high priest died for us.
然后基督为我们死在十字架上的时候。
When Christ died for us on the cross.
这个物质的逃城就变成一个属灵的逃城。
This physical city of refuge become a spiritual city of refuge.
这个时候人就可以随时随地进入逃城。
Man can immediately go into this city of refuge.
人的罪的问题可以得到一次而永远的解决。
And man because of sin, his problem of sin can be solved immediately.
而且人在逃城的里面也不受对逃城的限制。
And in man in this city of refuge cannot be will not be limited.
这实在是逃城属灵的最终的意义。
This is the real meaning of the city of refuge in spiritual meaning.
我们看这里有六个逃城。
We see that there are six cities of refuge.
有三个逃城在约旦河的西，三个逃城在约旦河的东。
Three cities are in the east and three cities are in the west.
头一个城叫拿弗他利。
One, the first city is
在拿弗他利的基底斯。
The first city is in the Mount Naphtali.
这个城市呢，它的名字叫做圣洁。
The meaning is
holy.
Holy. The meaning of this city is holy.
第二个城市是在以法莲的示剑。
The other city is in Mount Ephraim.
示剑。
Shechem，
事件的意思呢，就是肩。
Shechem means shoulder。
第三个城市在犹大的希伯伦。
The third city is in the mountain of Judah, Hebron。
希伯伦的那意义呢，就是 fellowship。
Hebron means fellowship。
第四个城市在流便支派的比西。
The fourth city is in the plain of the tribe of Reuben.
它的意思呢，就是一个坚固的山寨 stronghold.
It means stronghold.
第五个城在加德的拉莫。
The fifth city is in Gilead.
拉莫。
In Ramoth, out of the tribe of Gad.
这个城邑的意思呢，叫做高地。
This means a high place.
最后一个城市叫戈兰。
The last city is Golan.
这个城市的意思叫喜乐。
This means joy.
这六个城市的名字呢，都是说到我们的主耶稣的。
These six cities all speak concerning our Lord Jesus.
他是那个圣洁的地方。
He is that holy place.
当我们进到基督的里面，这个地方乃是一个圣洁的。
When we come to this place, then we are holy.
他是肩膀。
Christ is the shoulder.
他是把我们扛负在他的肩膀上的。
He put us on his shoulder.
在路加福音十五章那里讲到，那个牧羊人找到那个羊的时候，就把那个羊扛在他的肩膀上。
In the Gospel of Luke, we see when the shepherds found the lost sheep, he put it on his shoulder.
主是在是我们最好的一个安息的地方。
Christ is really the place in which we can gain rest.
希伯伦意思就是叫做叫做交通。Fellowship.
Hebron means fellowship.
基督在基督的里面，我们就得到真正的一个交通。
Only in Christ can we gain the real fellowship.
在比西里面，我们就看见神是在我们的山寨。
In Bezer we can see the Lord is our high place.
在拉莫里面看见神是我们的高台。
In Ramoth he is our high place.
在哥兰这里面告诉我们，在基督里面我们有真实的喜乐。
In Dolan we can see, in Christ we can have the real joy.
你看，当神设立这个城市的时候，神已经把基督启示给我们。
In when the Lord set up these cities of refuge, He revealed Christ to us.
基督乃是我们今天属灵的逃城。
Christ today is our real cities of refuge.
所有的人都可以进到这个逃城的里面。
All men can enter into this city of refuge.
在这里面得到真正的安息。
In here we can gain the real rest.
这就是二十章告诉我们的。
This is what chapter 20 tells us.
我们读到这里的时候，我们发现神赐我们安排的实在是美好。
What we can see here, what God has prepared for us is real good.
他不但产业分给所有的犹太人。
Not only he divided all the inheritance to the children of Israel.
他也替我们想到，万一我们犯了罪怎么办
？And he also think for us whenever we committed sin.
当我们犯了罪以后，我们就会失去产业。
Whenever we committed sin, we can lose our inheritance.
但是他已经先把我们得回产业的方法。设立好了。
But he already set up a way in order that we can gain back our inheritance.
因为神知道我们的软弱。
Because the Lord knows our weakness.
神知道人的光景。
The Lord knows the situation of man.
所以他设立一个挽回的方法。
So he set up a way for recovery.
所以人在基督的里面是何等的幸福。
So in Christ, man in Christ is so blessed.
我们就交通到这里。
Our fellowship ends here.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是何等伟大的一个神。
You are a mighty God.
你也是何等有怜悯的神。
You are a God of mercy.
你体恤我们的软弱。
Lord, you know our weaknesses.
你知道在我们的里面没有良善。
Oh, you know in us there is no righteousness.
但是你仍然爱了我们。
But Lord, you love us.
为我们设立这伟大的救法。
You set up a mighty way of salvation.
让我们可以在你的里面得到安息。
That in you we can gain real rest.
在你的里面得到喜乐。
In you we can gain real joy.
我们谢谢你，我们常常来仰望你。
Lord, we thank you. We will always look up to you.
常常回到你的里面。
Always come back to you.
好叫我们可以得回我们所失去的产业。
That we can gain back the inheritance which we have lost.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name we pray.